Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
My repentance has been that I hadn't been enough light to make a difference in the darkness. That I don't have enough light to make a difference in the darkness.
What I want us to do when we read these things, I want us to believe what he's getting. We are receiving a kingdom. That's not even comprehensible. Hintable. It's not hintable. But that is the word. And we're supposed to lump up and take hold of it and say, I'm receiving the kingdom. And it will manifest.
In spiritual warfare, the only aggressive weapon is the sword. And that's the word. That's how Jesus dealt with temptation and the lies. Quoted the word. The word. And it wasn't just quoting, spitting out words. It was, this is my belief, and I'm going to declare it. That's what I want us to be. I want us to, when we read these things, saying, I'm receiving a kingdom that is firm and stable and cannot be shaken. I'm going to live in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Because it says I can't. No, I'm to receive.
When Jaron said something, he said that what you let in your ears and your eyes are attempting to push aside the word of God. That's literally, and so what you're doing is, like, so say you go to bed and you listen to some awful headline or whatever, you hear it, and literally it's pushing aside the word. It's trying to diffuse your faith, and it's specifically used by the enemy. But you have to take everything, all these things that you're hearing, which, you know, we're going to hear them, and lay them against the word of God, and let the word be the center, sitting in the center, not what the report's coming in. Because if the, you know, think about the Israel and Caleb and Joshua, all those others brought all these bad reports, and it made awful for all the people of Israel.
Millions.
They all died. Okay, well, then you're going to stay here. You're going to stay in the wilderness then. Hope you like it, because it's yours. You're going to die in the wilderness. Because they wouldn't set the word. They wouldn't set the word of God in the center. And so, and it's literally, there's a covert operation that the enemy is doing to try to get us to believe in the falsehood. Try to get us to believe in the, I mean, we've been lied to for years. There's been a system set up and we've been lied to for years. And it's all been about the lies. It's all been about, I'll tell you what to believe and I'll tell you how to look at it and I'll tell you what the system is. And then when you've pulled back the curtain, it's not what it is at all. It's not that at all.
I just wanted to tell you this little revelation that absolutely has rocked me. After Cain was jealous of Abel's offering, and God said, and he was going to kill him. And I think he did kill him before this happened. Or he was at the point of being angry. God said, why are you so angry and your face downfallen? The devil is crouching at your door. He wants to have you. But you must master him. And all of a sudden I saw that's our entire explanation for our existence. That's our entire ministry. That's our entire responsibility. That little vignette is everything. God wants us to rule and reign over nations in the millennium to come, in glory, in his presence, and over nations, and govern with him and sit on his throne. He has a magnificent plan for us. And we have to overcome the beast, which is what it says. Actually, it says the beast is crouching at your door. It wants to have you, and the wants should be, he's ravenous to have you. The Hebrew word is bigger than that. And you must master it. That's our assignment. And we only master him by faith, that he's nothing. But we have to master him or we will be taken over. He wants us. He's ravenous to have us. But God has given us this assignment. This is the explanation of humanity. The beast is crouching at the door. And you must master it. It's up to you and me to master the beast so that we can rule and reign forever. It's a forever deal. Some will burn forever and some will live in palaces forever. It's an extreme opposite.
So I don't know how it even came about, but it's been for several months I've been considering wealth and what's important. And it must have been something, I don't know. I thought about men going after oil and going for natural resources, and we got to buy more silver, or we need gold. What are all the valuable things in the world? And I remembered a scripture, and I'm trying to find it. I think it's Haggai 2:7. Did you find it?
Mm-hmm.
You're so much quicker than me. There you go. I will shake the nations so the treasures of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. But Martha just talked about the scripture of Cain and Abel when the Lord says to Cain, the enemy is here, the beast is here, and you must master him. The beast was after Cain's soul, mm-hmm. because the soul is the treasure of nations. Because that's what God sees. That's the treasure that comes to fill his house with glory, is our beings that he created. Not oil, not gold, not property. And that's why Jesus said to disciples, drop your nets. I'm going to show you what's really important. We're going to go get men, souls. That's it. I don't know how I got there, but except from the beast looking for to take this. We're responsible to guard our souls for the Lord and get souls for the Lord.
It's the fishers of men. It's really the fishers of men. That's it. Exactly. Go get the treasure, the fishers of men. And we've killed all our babies. That's been a mass assault. And then the other, between the killing of the babies and then our systems and the corruption, these people are.
The souls of tormented young people who don't even know if they're a man or a woman. I mean, the souls of tormented people who are just completely confused about who God created them to be.
It's an all-out assault. It's literally the treasure of our nation, which is our souls.
And of every nation.
Yes.
To fill God's house
with glory. Oh, my goodness. That's really good.
And I will shake all the nations.
And the desire.
And they will come with the wealth of all the nations, and I will fill this house with glory. I don't know, it's just reading it again because it's so good.
Okay. I'll stay right here and come back. The light's over there. If you want the light, there's this.
For the Lord is our judge, our lawgiver, and our king. He will care for us and save us. This is the cool part. The enemy's sails hang loose on broken masts with useless tackle. Their treasure will be divided by the people of God. Even the lame will take their share. The people of Israel will no longer say, "We are sick and helpless," for the Lord will forgive their sins. That's what Dutch was referencing as the scripture for he is government, and but I'm amazed talk about a toothless lion there. Enemy sails hang loose on broken masts with useless tackle. That means they're going nowhere. They're nowhere. And then that the treasure will be divided by God's people. And something's happening. This whole thing is a setup. If I don't get into about the bad reports, if I stay above the fray, I realize this whole thing has been set up. We have been set up for this for a long, long time. And now it's all coming. You know, we prayed forever and ever and ever. Well, now you're seeing the fruit of your prayers. They're coming to fruition. And now we're seeing the answer. And the answer's been awful. Yeah.
400 years, but then the awfulness that here comes Moses to deliver,
right?
And it goes south. Well, let's make it worse for them.
Yeah,
and the people themselves. You know, what do we do this for? But then again, what you're talking about is at the end of all of this, God said the people will give you the wealth. The Egyptians will, and literally they left with great wealth, money, and goods and clothing, which they didn't have as slaves.
Really? They gave it all to them. Here, just take all of our stuff and get out of here.
Yeah. He took care of all that.
Yeah. Wow. Now, I don't care about getting all the wealth of the nations, but, you know, I'm amazed. I mean, if you listen to Jaron, he says that it's going down, you know, timber. Yeah, it's going down.
I see God as just a brilliant strategist.
Mm-hmm. This is perfectly ordained.
Yeah.
Perfectly strategized.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And he removes everything human. Like you said, there is actually what happened, what was supposed to happen didn't happen, but it removed everything human. There is no option. There is nothing left.
No,
really,
it's God.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.